talking about the issues that matter to Montana statewide. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Great to be here in Bozeman, broadcasting live from the Hilton Garden Inn at the Montana Chamber of Commerce Big Sky Bright Future Economic Summit. In fact, earlier this morning, I was grabbing a cup of coffee at O'Dark 30 and ran into Seth Burgley, a great gun manufacturer in the Flathead Valley, former state legislator out of the Carbon County area, Army veteran. He's got Shield Arms there in Big Fork. Just a great guy. So it was fun catching up with him. And then just a few minutes ago, speaking of the gun industry, Michael Marino, the CEO of Olympus Arms, we caught up with him at the SHOT Show in Las Vegas earlier this year. You know, he built a rifle, started building this rifle in his own garage, ends up becoming the best in show at the SHOT Show, the world's biggest gun show. But anyway, it's great to be here. Speaking of the SHOT Show, we caught up with Paul Green, the director of the Montana Department of Commerce, shortly after he took the reins as director of the Montana Department of Commerce. Ran into him at the SHOT Show in Vegas. He's here in Bozeman today as well. Paul, Director Green, great to see you.
Hey, great seeing you as well. It's been a long 5 months since I saw you at the SHOT Show right after I took office. It was kind of overwhelming then, and I got to say it's still a little bit overwhelming.
Well, lots to talk about, man. It was so cool when we had 40 folks, mostly from Taiwan, show up at the reception last night, ready to do business with Montanans. But just tell us first off, what are the highlights from your first 5 months as director?
You know, I got to say the Taiwan delegation and the fact that we were designated a photonics hub by the EDA has given us a lot of credibility in the technology world. What we're finding is, When we look at our surplus from last session, a lot of people, because of the whole property tax focus, think that it was based upon the property tax, but it wasn't. It was, we received an incredible influx of what I like to call COVID refugees that wanted to come to Montana basically for liberty, basically for freedom. And they found that they could work remotely and have a great quality of life. And I believe that with the photonics, that's going to give us that same sort of lifestyle, that same opportunity. Without significant impact with the small communities, you can still live in a small community, have a great wage. At the same time, I think photonics leveraging precision ag is going to be huge for places like Eastern Montana. As an ag producer myself, I recognize that there's a significant amount of Montana fortune that is held with our septuagenarians and octogenarians that did not necessarily embrace technology. So we've fallen behind. I went to Grand Farms in North Dakota last week for their grand opening, and they're doing precision ag leveraging photonics, but they're using our photonics here at MSU. So they're getting the benefit. We're not.
Interesting. Well, in fact, and speaking of MSU and photonics, that delegation of Taiwanese business folks, they're there today.
Yes.
Talking about that very thing. All right. Well, stand by. Quick break. More to follow with Paul Green, the director of the Montana Department of Commerce, right after this.
Securing America.
The heads of America's National Guard branches testified before a Senate Appropriations Subcommittee to talk about both funding for 2025 and the importance of the Guard. General Daniel Hawkinson is the chief of the National Guard Bureau.
If we are to compete, and if necessary, prevail in combat, we must invest in our people.
Lieutenant General Jody Daniels, the chief of the Army Reserve, testified about her troops' reach.
On any given day, nearly 9,000 Army Reserve soldiers are mobilized or deployed worldwide in support of combatant commands.
Vice Admiral John Mustin says the Navy Reserve's support is even more widespread.
The Navy Reserve provides 60,000 sailors, nearly 150 aircraft, 2 SEAL teams, 3 expeditionary medical facilities, and nearly half of the Navy's expeditionary combat command and intelligence capability.
Every leader who testified called for an upgrade in equipment and increased benefits for Guard troops. Kevin Uretzman, Fox News.
Hey, coming up on Thursday's Montana Talks, I'm going to be broadcasting live from the Hilton Garden Inn in Bozeman. That's where the Montana Chamber of Commerce is hosting the 2024 Big Sky Bright Future Summit. Governor Greg Gianforte will be there as well, and I'm anticipating a big business announcement at that event as well. We are going to have open microphones, special guests, and more. Thursday's Montana Talks, live from the Chamber event in Bozeman.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, so I was chatting more with Paul Green, the director of the Montana Department of Commerce, about photonics during the break. You know, so last night they had the opening reception here for this, Big Sky Bright Future Summit. And I mentioned the Taiwanese delegation. I think there was one gentleman, I think he's a PhD research type guy from Taiwan. And he was quite the character, by the way. I forget how they pronounce that pineapple cake treat that they gave the governor. But he said if photonics is right now, quantum is the future.
Right.
And I thought about that because I was like, we've known that for decades now, the Bozeman area in particular, Missoula too, but has been a leader in photonics. I think of like scopes and sights and optics, and you mentioned lasers, things like that, that can be used for even such things as precision-guided agriculture,
yes,
much less precision-guided munitions or scopes on, you know, a Bradley fighting vehicle, for example, that I'm, you know, manned a little bit in Iraq back in the day. But quantum is already here in Bozeman as well. They're
yes,
working on quantum tech. In fact, there's some very interesting big players in quantum research right here in the Bozeman-Gallatin Valley area. And, I mean, some people have talked about that being like the next space race. It's that big of a thing, right?
It is. That is correct. And we actually have one of the only quantum foundries here that can put quantum into an atom-thin depth of a piece of material. And please, don't ask me about the specifics or the technology when it comes to quantum or photonics. Remember, I'm just a rancher.
Wait a minute. You were a submarine guy.
Yeah.
If anybody knows anything about, you know, nuclear technology and just crazy technology, it's you. I always forget. Is it submariner, submariner, bubblehead? That's right. That's what we're supposed to call you, according to George Blackard. So, yeah. So if anybody should know about this, it's you. But
it does help. I'm not going to lie. It has. But when you're in a room full of, I went to Photonics West, which was the week after SHOT Show, and the difference in between having 2,500 small firearms manufacturers and 2,500 PhD photonics gentlemen, it does something to your brain that sprains it a little bit. I was definitely out of my element more at Photonics West than I was at the SHOT Show.
Well, it's crazy. Like, we did an event out at V42 Fitness in Three Forks a while back earlier this year, and we had, like, Questa came out, and she's, like, you know, a colonel, and then we had this guy who's at MSU, who's literally like the physics expert from MSU. And I'm like, oh, man, I'm glad we got smart people listening to this show to keep me on track around here. So what are you most excited about today as you talk with folks here at this Chamber of Commerce event?
Well, you mentioned Olympus Arms. I'm actually moderating a panel with them this morning. Very excited to kind of dig into what brought some of these companies here. What is it that attracted them? You know, the governor does a very good job of even some of his opponents in the other party admit. I had a meeting with Mayor Bill de Blasio here not too long ago after he had met with the governor, and he said, one thing's for sure is your governor knows how to run a state like a business. And I'm proud of that. I'm proud to serve under a governor that wants a return on investment, wants to see measurables, wants to see what we're trying to accomplish. We're definitely focused on using photonics, but we're also very much just, I don't want to use a shotgun. I want to use a precision rifle. And so we're going after the small firearms manufacturers as well.
And that's tied in with a very important point you told me during the break, is that Montana now, we get to be a little more selective. We get to be a little more choosy when it comes to economic development for the most part. Meaning like, yeah, 20, 30 years ago, oh, look, at we recruited this call center to come here. Oh, great. Okay, call center jobs. I mean, hey, if you need a job, okay, good. But no, now we're talking high-wage jobs. We're talking highly skilled jobs, highly technical jobs that create other industries around them. And so we get to be a little more selective now because of the what you referred to as the industry of liberty, which Montana is a leader in now.
Yes. It was one of the things when I was at the SHOT Show that people – continued to mention about the governor was when somebody mentioned the fact that there was discrimination against the firearms manufacturers when it comes to financial institution. When I was in the legislature, we passed a bill that corrected that. It's you cannot discriminate against them. But while I was down there, I found out not only do they discriminate against them when it comes to financial institutions, but now we're finding insurances. We're finding there's a company down in Hamilton that's having problems with shipping. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we're going to present some agency bills that correct those actions. We can pivot like no other state, and I'm kind of proud of that.
Yeah, did you just use a Friends reference? Pivot! and that's for our legislators that will get elected this November. Yeah, these are going to be important issues they're going to need to tackle in the next legislative session. Debanking. We're seeing people being debanked because they were attorneys for Trump. We're seeing people debanked because of their First Amendment viewpoints. So we've got to support this industry of liberty on all fronts. Paul Green, great to see you. 30 seconds to go. What else do you want to tell folks before you step back in to moderate that forum?
I just got to tell you that we have a lot of exciting things in the pipeline, and I think that the state of Montana is going to be very happy with what the Department of Commerce is doing. We're really reaching out. We're being more equitable. We're giving everybody a chance to participate in the state's programs, and with that, I appreciate you having me on.
Yeah, great to see you. So the people on the panel, Glassy Baby is a company, 360 Electric. I'd be interested in hearing more about those businesses.
Absolutely.
All right. Well, great to see you. Thanks again for joining us. Quick break here on Montana Talks. Patty Fleming has been such a great resource to Montana manufacturers over the years. He'll be with us right after this, live from the Hilton Garden Inn in Bozeman.
Military matters.
The Navy announced it's dropping the high school diploma or GED requirement. The Air Force is welcoming back retirees to active duty, all to combat a combined 20,000 person sign-up deficit across branches last year. The Marines hit their target but called it the most challenging recruiting environment since the establishment of the all-volunteer force. The reasons are complicated: a robust jobs market, global conflict, and retired Colonel Mike Jalucius points out that there are simply fewer people ages 17 to 25.
That's about only 8.5% of our country, and that's a 15-year low. That's just an abstract sort of demographic statistic that people don't necessarily think about.
The U.S.'s selective service system requires men 18 to 25 to serve if need be. Congress could open that up to women as well. There's also growing concern about eligibility. More young people are taking medications for things like anxiety and ADHD. That can make medical clearance more challenging. With Military Matters, Alexandria Hoff, Fox News.
Serving the great state of Montana, from the peaks of the Beartooths to the banks of the Clark Fork River, Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, real quick here. So later this hour of the show, we might have a little bit of free time. The convention, the event, the summit here, the 2024 Big Sky Bright Future Summit is underway. They're having some opening remarks, starting some of their panel discussions right now, so we might have a little bit of free time. We got a bunch of folks that are going to join us in the 9 o'clock hour, including Governor Greg Gianforte, including Todd O'Hare, the head of the Montana Chamber of Commerce, and much more. We also are expecting some interesting big business news in that 9 o'clock hour of the show as well this morning. But I'm thinking maybe later this 8 o'clock hour we can jump into some of the big news of the day. If you want to message us on our Montana Talks app, if there's some news stories out there today that you want to comment on or share with folks across Montana, send me a message on our Montana Talks app and I'll share some of those messages that come in. Oh, there's Jason Small, the executive secretary, the AFL-CIO. We'll have to see if he'll pop out and join us later on as well. Always great to see him. One quick piece of breaking news. We are anticipating a few different United States Supreme Court decisions to be released today. It's June. That's when the Supreme Court typically releases their decisions. And I just got a news alert from the New York Times. So I'll just share how the New York Times is spinning this news. Either way, it looks like pretty good news for President Donald J. Trump. The Supreme Court upheld a Trump-era tax on foreign income that helped finance tax cuts in 2017. So the Supreme Court apparently just announced a decision regarding that topic. I think, you know, there's still several other Supreme Court cases that are still hanging in the balance awaiting decisions on. But that looks like one of the first ones that we heard about this morning. Let's jump right into it here. We've got Patty Fleming. He has for 23 years now been with the Montana Manufacturing Extension Center. What a great resource for those 23 years. He's the center director, grew up in the Mission Valley of Montana. And, of course, ran some plants himself prior to taking over the MMEC. Patty, great to see you.
Thanks for having me, Eric.
Yeah, it's good to see you. What are you excited about here, just in terms of what you're seeing, what you're hearing with a lot of the business folks that are gathered in the room right now?
Well, I'm really excited about the growth in manufacturing in Montana. It's shocking. Last year, we saw, in 2023, we saw a 14% increase in the number of manufacturers in Montana. So as of January 1st, we had 5,099 manufacturers in the state of Montana. We only have two counties that don't have manufacturing. That's Treasure and Petroleum. But it's growing like gangbusters. And with every manufacturing job comes 2.63 additional jobs in the economy.
How have things changed just in your last 23 years? I mean, I was talking with Paul Green just about how, you know, it used to be Montana was kind of begging for economic development. Now we get to be a little more choosy. We get to be a little more selective because there's a lot of businesses and a lot of people that want to be in Montana now.
Yeah. One of the biggest changes we've seen is the competition for workforce. So our manufacturers are struggling quite hard to get enough employees. Every industry in Montana is, and you think back 20 years ago, and there was plenty of unemployment and plenty of people to go around. So it gives the employee a lot more choices, and they've got a lot more power too. So our companies are having to step up and pay their employees a competitive wage, and housing went up, so that of course requires that you pay more competitive wages as well.
When you talk about how manufacturing jobs then stimulate other jobs, there's a big manufacturer about to move in to the Lewistown area, and I can see where that will not only be good economic news for Lewistown, but where also those other smaller towns nearby, adjacent communities, well, there's going to be business that manufacturer is going to need. There might be, maybe it's a part that needs to be built. Maybe it's a supply service that they need. So you could be in Roy, Winifred, or even as far away as Havre, or certainly down in a Billings or in a Livingston that might be feeding in as part of that supply chain.
Right? Absolutely. And I think you're going to see employees, too, commuting, you know, an hour or so to Lewistown just to work there as well. So it's going to be a huge change for Lewistown.
When you have an idea that you want to turn into reality, I ran into Seth Burgley, the founder of Shield Arms and Big Fork, great guy, former state lawmaker, started Shield Arms. He's a military veteran. And I asked Seth, I said, okay, you're a shooter. You're a gun guy. You know how to shoot. You know what you're looking for. You know what idea you want to turn into a reality. But if you're not a machinist, how do you make that idea a reality? How do you actually manufacture something? And that's something like the MMEC, what you guys will help people figure out.
Absolutely. We have staff that specializes in that. So people will come to us with an idea. We'll work it up into CAD models for them, show them what it looks like on screen. We'll also take it and have a prototype made, help them get it tested, help them get the proper certifications they need. If they need CE marking or UL marking, we'll help with all that. We'll help them develop their supply chains. Hey, they need to buy additional parts that go on that. We do all that for them.
Yeah, crazy. You mentioned like UL marking. There's all these things that a lot of people don't even think of just a building a product. I'm familiar with the term UL because there's a really cool company here in the Bozeman area, in Bozeman, family-owned, Signs of Montana, and they make some of the coolest business signs you'll see. Yellowstone Park's filled with a lot of their signs, the airport out here. They just put up a brand new sign above the Rockin' Arb. Well, it's not a brand new. It's a newly refurbished. It's that same cool, old, traditional-looking Rockin' Arb bar sign, but they got, you know, the neon's new, the lights are new, totally refurbished to last, you know, for decades more. And so, but I know they've got a really good UL certification on their stuff. So,
yes, as well.
Yeah. You know, we've been talking a little bit about photonics and quantum technology. Have you been dabbling into that a little bit?
Absolutely.
As well?
Yeah. So we have, you probably know that we've probably got close to 40 companies now in Bozeman area, Gallatin Valley, that are doing photonics. Some of them are doing extremely well. A lot of them are focused on LIDAR, so autonomous vehicles. So the technology there is amazing. Quantum's somewhat related to it. There are quantum computers right now, and they're something like 1,000 times faster than your typical computer. So developing the supply chain for that is going to be a big issue, and we're poised to help out with that.
Well, and you know, when we talk foreign policy, and there was something in the news today about, you know, North Korea and Russia teaming up. And then, of course, you've got communist Chinese advancing their weaponry, advancing their shipbuilding, advancing everything. Quantum technology is a major race, right? I mean, it is, if you want to call it, the next space race. But basically, quantum technology, when we talk hypersonic missiles, everybody is trying to outpace everybody else with quantum technology for that very reason, because when it comes to, you know, nuclear technology, when it comes to hypersonic missiles and everything, and some of the biggest threats facing the world, frankly, quantum technology is front and center on that.
True. And, when I think about quantum, too, basically, you look at a circuit board, and most circuit boards, you have to have a heat sink on it because you're wasting some of the energy, and you're having to get rid of it by spinning it off as heat. With quantum and photonics, we can use light instead of electricity, so there's no need for the heat sinks. So when you talk about any type of electronic circuit board that's used in almost everything, you could do it at such a smaller size, which then helps with weapons, it helps with everything. And then even when you think about the big data centers, if we had using photonics and quantum on the data centers, we wouldn't have to be expelling all that heat.
Well, it's amazing the way the technology is changing now. So, like, you know, Bill Gates was talking recently on CBS's Face the Nation about this nuclear power plant they're working on down in Wyoming. He recently flew in there. There's a headline at Cowboy State Daily this morning: Wyoming's uranium mining boom draws another foreign-owned exploration firm. So Wyoming's pressing forward on the nuclear energy front, on more uranium mining front. Montana could do the same thing. We could enhance the Colstrip Energy Hub with something just like that. And man, think about the manufacturing hub that could also turn into as well.
Absolutely.
But the technology piece, you know, the people who get a little spooked by nuclear energy, they think of well, what if the reactor melts down and we have a... Well, with the new technology in these smaller scale reactors now, you don't need the coolant, and so you don't risk the meltdown that you would have had at the technology of 50 years ago that people are thinking of. And similar with the mining industry, the technology has changed so much vastly.
Yes.
from where it was over the last century.
Yeah, I think there's going to be a big future in this new nuclear technology.
All right. Well, Patty Fleming, great to see you as always. Anything? We got about a minute before we take our next break here. Anything else you want to tell folks across Montana?
Support your local manufacturer. Go out and buy gifts from them.
Well, that was going to be my next question. How do you support them? Well, if you can buy stuff from them, maybe you can't buy the big, massive thing that they're manufacturing, but maybe they sell T-shirts or coffee cups or something like that. Yep. That's a great way to support them.
Westpaw makes lots of dog toys. Almost everybody's got a dog.
Hey, there you go. Yeah. That reminds me of my buddy Jim McRae, who lives here in Bozeman, too. He started the Montana Dog Food Company, and it's like freeze-dried dog food. My dog loved it. So, I mean, my dog will eat about anything, but actually, no, my dog will stay away from the dog food typically, and then when she finally realizes that we're not going to give her any scraps, then she's like, okay, I'll go eat my dog food. Except for when we had that Montana dog food company, she was like, okay, made a beeline for it.
Well, you know, Aaron, that's a huge issue in Montana right now. All our small meat cutters, which are manufacturers, struggle with disposing of their offal. So that's lungs, hearts, kidneys, type thing. And so we're trying to work on a way that that can be made into dog food and there can be a value out of it in rather than...
Chop it up and value added, right? Yeah. Hey, and as we build more of a meat processing industry and build that up, as many are trying to do right now, using every little scrap is important. So, hey, we can support our dog food manufacturers at the same time.
And we don't have to put it in the landfill.
All right. Patty Fleming, great to see you. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you, Aaron.
Hey, if you missed it, on Wednesday's Montana Talks, we had Senator Steve Daines join us in the 6 o'clock hour of this show. We had Congressman Ryan Zinke with a statewide town hall meeting in the 9 o'clock hour of this show. Look, 6 a.m. to 10 a.m., it's a lot. You're busy. But if you missed 1 second of that entire show, check it out. Go to the MontanaTalks.com website, click the on-demand button, or you can listen to our podcast on Spotify, on the Montana Talks app, and more.
Taking your calls live, 406-294-0970. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, great to be back with you here. We've got a few minutes here. A big lineup is going to join us in the 9 o'clock hour of the show. We've got Governor Greg Gianforte, who's going to be out with us for a few minutes. And then don't worry, tomorrow, I think we're going to have the governor in studio with us as well. So then tomorrow, we'll be able to take your phone calls with the governor if you got some topics you want to chat about. And so, Governor Greg Gianforte is going to be coming out here along with Nancy Murray, who is the president of Berkshire Hathaway Energy. Yeah, I don't know about you, but I didn't even know Berkshire Hathaway Energy. I've heard of other Berkshire Hathaway units and companies, but I didn't know they had Berkshire Hathaway Energy. So I'm interested in hearing from her, but I know she's got some news to share with us. In fact, I can give you a little bit of a preview of what that news is, because I think the press release just went live here a little after 8 o'clock this morning. Let me see if I pull it up for you here. Let's see. I thought I put it in my calendar. Maybe I didn't put it in my calendar. All right, I'll be able to pull it up for you because I think I might have even printed up that press release here. Either way, we've got the president of Berkshire Hathaway Energy and the governor. They're going to join us to talk about that. But let's see. Oh, I had somebody message us on our Montana Talks app. By the way, if you have a message you want heard across Montana, send us a message on our Montana Talks app. Hold your phone calls for today, and then tomorrow I'll be back in studio so we can take your phone calls. But you can message us on our Montana Talks app in the meantime. A listener in Bozeman wanted to know how to get in contact with Patty Fleming from the Montana Manufacturing Extension Center. So this is probably the best way to get a hold of Patty Fleming and his team. If you've got, you know, an idea that you want to turn into reality, or, you know, you're a manufacturer and you're looking for, you know, some assistance, here's the website, montana.edu/MMEC. Montana.edu/MMEC. And that's how you can get a hold of Patty Fleming at the Montana Manufacturing Extension Center. And then he's got staff in other locations across the state of Montana that he can put you in touch with as well. Let's see. I mentioned this news out of Wyoming. You know, we were talking with Patty Fleming about uranium mining down in Wyoming. And, hell, yay, Wyoming is moving forward with nuclear energy, especially this smaller scale nuclear energy. And we've talked about this a lot here on the show. You know, we went down to Colstrip for that roundtable discussion led by Senator Steve Daines and Jim Acheson with the Southeast Montana Development Corporation. I love the way he put it, is that We shouldn't be talking about transitioning away from coal. We should be talking about continuing to utilize our coal resources. Let's keep the mine up and running. Let's keep the power plant up and running. Yeah, the environmental wackos and the Democrats killed one and two, but let's keep Colstrip 3 and 4. Let's add to it. Let's make Colstrip not just a coal town, but let's make it an energy hub. Let's add nuclear power into the mix. Let's talk about adding nuclear power into the mix. They're already adding solar and wind into the grid there. So you've got solar, wind, coal. Of course, you need that coal to back up the solar and the wind. But why don't we throw small-scale nuclear energy into the mix as well? Now, if these environmental wacktivists, the climate cultists, actually cared about carbon dioxide emissions, they would be all about nuclear energy. But you just watch the same environmental wacktivists, the same climate cultists, who claim to love environmental or who claim to love electric vehicles, but yet don't own them themselves oftentimes, are the same climate cultists who will then try to shut down or stop a copper mine from getting up and running, even though an electric vehicle needs four times the amount of copper that your typical vehicle would need, right? Anyway, here's this story out of Wyoming from Cowboy State Daily. Global Uranium Corporation, a tiny exploration company with mining operations in Canada, has become the latest entrant to expand to Wyoming to take advantage of a uranium mining boom unseen in the state for decades. So they are pressing forward. I mentioned how Saskatchewan, Canada, our neighbor to the north, they've got massive uranium deposits up there as well. We've got uranium deposits in Montana. On a related front, here's a headline that I think we can put in the category, well, what else did you think was going to happen? TheDailyWire.com, Russia now supplies more natural gas to Europe than the United States does. Well, no surprise there, right? Didn't Donald J. Trump warn Europe about becoming dependent on Russia? And, man, remember how the liberal media would attack Donald J. Trump for warning Europe about this Russian threat? And, oh, remember how we told you how Russia was funneling money to environmental groups in America to protest the Keystone Pipeline, to protest the DAPL Pipeline, to protest natural gas back east? Gee, I wonder why Russia would funnel money to environmental groups in America. Huh, because it helps them economically. And it hurts us economically. And there you go. That headline explains it all. All right. I mentioned earlier this morning I was grabbing a cup of coffee, ran into Seth Burgley. Seth Burgley, a great guy. He is the founder of Shield Arms in Big Fork. And, man, not only do they manufacture all sorts of great, gun components and things like that, outdoor gear, tactical gear. They're getting a coffee shop that's going to be opening there soon. They're going to get a food truck out there soon. So pretty fun running into Seth Burgley. Here's part of our conversation. I think Travis can roll it for us back in studio.
Yeah, well, we started doing everything outsourced. We did the redneck engineering ourselves to get things to work, and then we either found people that we had connections to with machine shops or people that were local sometimes. The hard part when you're a small business is that people know you're not doing large volume to start, and so you end up with a lot of startup costs, fixturing costs. You know, it takes a lot of time to program something into a machine, figure out a way to hold on to it while you cut on it, and then cut on it. But with the magazines, it's a little bit different process because it's a metal stamping process. So even today, we don't do metal stamping in-house. It's kind of a specialized skill set, a little bit of an art to it. So we do a lot of CNC machining for a lot of the accessories, magazine wells, extensions, mag catches, belt buckles. You know, we have a belt that we do that's a machine aluminum six-piece belt buckle. So
wow. Yeah, you're doing all sorts of things. I mean, med pouches, like, and it's not just for people who like to shoot guns. If you're an outdoorsman that, you know, wants to carry a medical pouch with you or other supplies, you've got all sorts of creative stuff. We've been running into you at the SHOT Show every year, and that's where you feature a lot of your products. What's some of the newest stuff you've been, the newest, coolest stuff you've been working on lately?
So we launched, we do have a soft goods line that we sew in-house right now, and we launched a couple chest rigs. So we have one that's more of your traditional sort of flat mag pouch over the top style. And then we also have a split rig. So it's a design where you basically can turn it 45, pull it apart and take it off like a jacket. So that's the other one. And then we actually at NRA, we just featured, we have a new product called the Rock. It's the revolver optics conversion. So you basically can take a J-frame revolver, pull your two frame screws out, and screw this mount on, and it gives you a red dot.
Really?
Yep.
Wow. Very cool. And is it going to be more of a permanent mount, or is it more easy to take on and off?
Two screws in and out, no permanent modifications whatsoever. Wow. So you could take Grandpa's revolver, you know, assuming it's a J-frame, screw this thing on with a dot, and then you can take it off, and you're good to go.
It's amazing the difference those red dot, will do for you when you're out on the shooting range, especially with a pistol, right? Because, you know, with a rifle, iron sights, red dot, you know, I feel like you can shoot them both pretty well.
Well, right? The sight radius plays a big part in those two, and we can't take credit for that idea. It was actually a buddy of my business partner Brandon's that we've known for a while that had it. He's like, hey, do you guys want to run with this? He's, you know, he does firearms training and other stuff. So he's like, hey, you guys want to run with this? And I was like, sure. You know, that looks cool. I like things that solve a problem.
Do you have them with like an antique-y look as well, too? So if you have a more of an antique-y, traditional-looking revolver, although I know now they're making even more of it's a modern revolver look as well with that
just
matte black finish.
Yeah, whatever. They're just a black, you know, well-rounded. You notice it, but it's not obtrusive.
Yeah. How's life in Big Fork, Montana, man? I'm going to work on my mobile studio capability because I want to be able to just sit in the studio in Kalispell, take phone calls just like we take phone calls from the studio back home. And because, you know, like today we're doing the show on the road. Obviously, I can do the show from anywhere. But the best part of a show like this is where we take phone calls from across Montana. And the technology's out there. We just got to make it happen. But, man, it'd be fun to just be like, you know what? For the next 2 weeks, I'm doing the show from KJJR in Kalispell, and then, man, I'm on the water by 1 o'clock or sooner, right?
That sounds right pretty there. Rough. Let's hold it right there. Yeah, more to follow here after this. We're broadcasting live from the Hilton Garden Inn in Bozeman today. But, hey, don't worry. We are doing a live show Tuesday morning at Penco Power Products in Kalispell. So we'll see you. We'll see our KJVR listeners very soon.
Turn up your radio. Here's the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
The headline on Zero Hedge is the White House fuming is canceling meeting with Israelis after Netanyahu's public scolding. New York Times pronouncing that Biden's Gaza relief tier is a failure. It is nothing that this guy has done that is right on any level here. You know, his obsession seems to be Ukraine. You know, he doesn't, but he doesn't do anything. For example, Russia sends a nuclear sub close enough to Miami for residents to actually see in Miami that has hypersonic nuclear missiles in it and does it not, he doesn't even say a word about it. I mean, you have all the possibilities of a Cuban Missile Crisis. Nothing happens.
Check out the Sean Hannity radio show later today, right here.
Hey, guys, breaking news. Did you hear that gold hit an all-time high? And based on market analysis, it could soar even higher. With inflation increasing, global tensions escalating, and central banks buying gold at record levels, the gold boom could skyrocket to over $7,000 an ounce. In fact, experts claim that the gold investing madness is just getting started. And that's why we partnered with the highest rated gold company, Goldco. They have earned over 5,000 five-star reviews from tens of thousands of happy customers who have diversified their savings with gold and silver. Today, Goldco is offering you up to 8 years in free IRA fees plus 8% instant match in bonus silver with a qualified account. Call 855-815-GOLD for free IRA fees, bonus silver, and a free gold and silver info kit. What are you waiting for? Join the tens of thousands of people who have already joined the gold rush and diversified their savings with gold and silver. Call 855-815-GOLD now. That's 855-815-GOLD now. Now.
This is the Montana Economic Minute.
There's only so much oil in the ground, goes the chorus of all things, an R&B song from the 1970s. The image of sucking up the finite resources of the planet, be it oxygen, water, or oil, is deeply embedded in the psyche of many of us. It's a truism that doesn't translate very well into policy, though. Oil itself is a case in point. Existing oil finds that were once thought to be near exhaustion got new leases on life with new technology, including hydraulic injection of gas and liquids to tap more reserves. Indeed, the U.S. is seeing permanent declines in crude oil production that started in the 70s and dramatically reversed to make us once again the largest producer in the world. Economists call it supply elasticity, the reaction of markets to increase the production and supply of everything in response to price. When the economic return is high enough, investment takes place to find more of everything, often in ways never thought of before. I'm Patrick Barkey.
6 to 9, the party is at the Blue Cat.
Brought to you from the Montana Hot Springs Spas, home of the only saltwater hot tub in Montana studios.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, yeah, coming up at the 9 o'clock hour, we're going to have Todd O'Hare with the Montana Chamber of Commerce. We're going to have Michael Marino, the CEO of Olympus Arms. I think he said he's going to pop out here. And then we've got, of course, Governor Greg Gianforte. And I'm going to pull up that press release in my email inbox here, so I've got it ready to roll for you. But first, with just a quick few minutes left to go in this show, you heard it right, Shield Arms in Big Fork. Hey, they've been making cool gun products. You know, I've got the Glock 43X with the Shield Arms 15-round mag myself that I like to carry. But they're doing tactical vests and then now a coffee shop. Anyway, here's more of our chat with Seth Burgley earlier this morning.
But, man, you're doing all sorts of cool stuff up there. In addition to Shield Arms and what you're doing with the guns and the gear, you're getting creative.
Keeps
kind of
going
all across the front.
Yeah. We have a coffee brand. So my sister and brother-in-law actually roast coffee for us called Scald Coffee. So we are going through the DEQ permitting process. Well, we're through the DEQ part. We're onto the county now. But we actually have a full coffee shop in our retail location up there. So anybody that wants to stop by the next month or so, we should have that thing up and rolling. And we have a retail space. And then we also just got approval from the county on a food truck, well, trailer that we have at the Shield location. So we're going to be doing breakfast, you know, burrito type stuff early in the morning. And then we're going to be doing lunch items too.
Man, that's great. Yeah, we'll have to do the show from the coffee shop when you get it up and running. We'll be back. I know I'll be back up there for we're going to be in Kalispell coming up on Tuesday, if I remember my calendar right. We're doing this big Border Patrol rally statewide. We got retired Border Patrol Chief Chris Clem coming out, Americans for Prosperity Montana, making it all happen here. But retired Border Patrol Chief Chris Clem, he's going to be coming out next week exposing John Tester's failures when it comes to our southern border. And then also talking about, you know, some solutions. Here's what we can do to secure our border. If anybody else wants to come see us, we're going to be in Missoula Monday night, Kalispell Tuesday night, Great Falls, and then actually a rally here in Bozeman 1 week from tonight. But 1 week from today, I'm going to be broadcasting live that morning from Butte. So we're hitting up the whole state. But Secure Border, SecureMontana.com is that website, so you can get your free tickets for those events. But yeah, then we got the Governor's Cup taking place towards the end of July, so another good excuse to get back to the Flathead. I'm always looking for good excuses to get back to the Flathead.
It's not a terrible place.
It's not a terrible place. That's right. We just got to keep that amongst us friends here in Montana, because too many people are discovering that it is a great spot. Why a coffee shop? Why a food truck on top of the gun shop?
Well, it kind of follows our philosophy that we make the stuff that we like. We make the stuff that we need. We make the stuff that the people around us want, need, like. And so coffee is kind of a passion as well. And so it sort of follows on. And then the food, obviously, you know, we like to cook. We like good food. And we want our people to have good food. You know, we've got a lot of employees now. And there's a local bar down the road, but there's not really any grab-and-go places. There's you're eating gas station food at that point, unless you're going to drive 15 minutes into town. So there's just not good options for that. And it's kind of always been our philosophy. We don't do a lot of market research, even a lot of our products. It's, hey, this is something that our collective group would use, and there's a need for it. So we build it, and, you know, if nothing else, we get them.
Yeah,
it works for us. But generally, that's been pretty successful. So
are there some concepts that flop and some that take off that you didn't expect it to?
We'll actually hold it right there. Yeah, we'll hold it right there. Thanks, Travis, for rolling that for us here as we're taking the show out on the road. But, yeah, great to catch up with Seth Burgley from Shield Arms. So Berkshire Hathaway Energy Montana announces development of new renewable energy projects in Montana. That's part of what we are going to talk about in the next hour. Glacier Solar Park, But there's also a battery system that they're going to be announcing. The battery part is the really interesting thing, if you ask me. So stand by. That's coming up here in the 9 o'clock hour of Montana Talks, taking you statewide, the show where you get to talk. And then tomorrow, we're back in studio and then on the road all week next week, starting in Missoula on Monday at Zootown Gardens.